Welcome. And I just want to speak a little bit about baptism to you. We found there in that gospel reading who invented baptism, or rather, who God asked first to do this job of baptizing people, and that was John the Baptist. So I'm standing in his shoes this morning. John the Baptist asked people to come to him and to accept baptism as a sign of their repentance. Now, when Jesus came, he said to us all that we need to be baptized. Jesus didn't come to start a new religion, strange as that may seem. Jesus came to help us into a relationship with God. He came to show us what God is like. He is God in human form. And he came to demonstrate how much God loves us and to help us into a loving relationship with God. And he gave us this strange way of showing it by asking for baptism. So baptism isn't a ritual. If you read the Bible, it doesn't say much more than that single word, baptize. And baptize just means to be immersed in water. It's not actually a religious word at all. It's a quite everyday word. If you read the literature of the time, when a ship sunk, it was baptized. That's the simplicity of the word. So when we baptize someone, we're not performing a ritual. We're actually responding to what Jesus calls us to do and to be. He gave us actually three meanings for the baptism. And baptism is wrapped up in all of these three things. The first one we heard about there in that gospel reading, John the Baptist said to the people, come and repent, go and tell God that you're sorry for what you've done wrong. And receive baptism as a sign that God is willing to wash you clean. Can you see the picture? It's an acted out prayer that when you go to be baptized, you're saying to God, I know I've done things that are wrong. Please forgive me. And I receive baptism as a sign that God is willing to wash me clean. It's a wonderful picture, isn't it? But it's not the end of the story by any means. Because John the Baptist also said that when Jesus came, he would actually baptize us with the Holy Spirit. Now, as you read through the Gospels and you read about all the miracles that Jesus did, you realize after a while it's not Jesus himself that's healing people. It's not Jesus that is making the storm go quiet. It's not Jesus who's feeding 5,000 people with bread and fishes. It's the Holy Spirit working through him that does those wonderful things. And the Holy Spirit is a gift that God's willing to give us, a gift that we receive by faith in Jesus. And the Holy Spirit can work through us to do the same kind of things. I've seen many times in my life most extraordinary things happen, and realizing that it is actually God at work in the power of the Holy Spirit. I've seen people healed. I've been healed myself, and it's not me doing anything. It's the Holy Spirit working through me that brings healing to myself and to other people that I've seen. And what John the Baptist said, he said, I baptize you with water, which is what I'm going to do for Edie. But he says, only Jesus can baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And when we put our trust and faith in Jesus, that can happen. But that's not the end of the story either. Because in that lovely passage that Tish read to us from the book of Romans, it talks about there, about dying with Jesus and being rising with him. Now this only really, the picture really comes clear if you've ever seen someone baptized by immersion. In the Church of England, we used to baptize babies by immersion. So we'd actually get the baby and get them under the water in the font. Some reason why it's so big. Now I would hate to have to do that. It seems the most a difficult thing to do, but I mean, babies can go under the water, can't they? I mean, they take babies swimming, so it's nothing dangerous, really. It just seems a difficult thing to do. But the tradition has grown that we just sprinkle some water in, so that's all right, isn't it, Edie? Yes, yeah, good. But if you think about someone going under the water and coming back up again, it's a wonderful picture of Jesus dying, being buried in the tomb, and coming back to life again. And I've baptized many people this way. adults and teenagers, and to see people's faces when they come up out of the water, really shining. It says that in that reading that we might live in newness of life. That's what it's about. It's about being identified with Jesus, so being one with him. The Bible talks about us being baptized into Christ. It's a picture of going into him and coming back up covered in him, because you're wet when you come out of the water. So baptism means all of these things. And for those of us who have been baptized, whether it was as a baby or as a child or as a teenager or as an adult, we can actually grab hold of these things, because all of these things are promised to us. So if you have been baptized, you can say to God, I've been baptized, therefore all these things, everything that Richard's talked about, applies to me. All I need to do is to receive them by faith. So we will pray for Edith after this, after we've baptized her, that all the things that I've talked about will be true for her as she grows and as she learns about Jesus, as she puts her faith in him. Then we pray that she will receive all that God has for her, that's symbolized by her baptism today. I hope that's okay, Edie.
Yes.
Look at me when I'm talking to you.
Anyway, it's a lovely to be here and to join with you on this special day.
Okay. So let's go over to the font now. We'll do the actual baptism. So please grab hold of your baptism sheets, and